Ashley, Alice, Matthew, Jean and myself were the only group members who showed up for the first outing. There was an undercurrent of discontent. "You know, it's not appropriate for me to discuss the other circumstances," said Mia, "but you can rest assured that they have good reasons for not attending."
"They can't all be manic at the same time," said Matthew.
A few russet leaves clung to the trees. The red brick ramparts of the Victorian fort loomed through a miasma of drizzle.
Alice said, "At least the cafe gets a good write-up."
Mia led us around the battlements, casemates and armament stores, reading excerpts from the guidebook. "The defensive capabilities of New Harbour Hill have been recognised for many centuries. The 1850s fortifications were built on the site of much earlier Iron Age ramparts. New Harbour Fort saw little use and soon fell into disrepair, its upkeep being taken over by New Harbour Historical Society volunteers in 1953.
"Fascinating," said Matthew.
We stood in a loose huddle on the central lawn, beside a desultory half-barrel of pansies. Low cloud had settled over the tops of the battlements. The drizzle was turning to rain.
"Can we have cake now?" asked Alice.